Doing Tehillim, we're up to the 44th chapter, Lamnatzeach Livnei Korach Maskil. The following song was composed by the sons of Korach. Elohim Beozneinu Shamanu Avotenu Sipiru Lanu Poal Pa'alta Vimeihem Bimei Kedim. This chapter is representing all of the Jews in exile, and they're saying, we've heard what you've done when they entered the land of Israel. Elokim, Hashem, Beozneinu Shamanu, we've heard, Avotenu Sipiru Lanu, our forefathers told us, Poal Palta Vimehem Bimekedem, the amazing things you did way back then in the days of our forefathers. Ata Yadcha Goyim Horashta Vatitaim. Hashem, with your might, you destroyed the Canaanite nations and you firmly planted Israel in their territory, in the land of Israel.
Tara Leumim Vateshalechim.
And you broke the seven nations and you sent them out from the land of Israel. So we've heard about the amazing things you did when you brought the Jewish people into the land of Israel to conquer the land of Israel.
Kilo v'charbam yareshu aretz.
It wasn't their sword that inherited the land of Israel.
Uzro'am lohoshiyah lamo.
And their might is not what saved them.
Ki yimincha uzro'acha ve'or panecha ki ritzitam.
But rather, what is the force that conquered the land of Israel? It is your right hand. It is your force. It is your shining countenance, so to speak. It is the fact that you loved them. Because you wanted them to conquer the land of Israel, that is why they conquered it. Not because of the might of their armies. So this is what we've heard from our forefathers.
Atahu Malki Elohim.
My God, you are my king.
Tzavei Yeshuot Yaakov.
And a king ordinarily saves his people. So that's why I asked you, Hashem, just as I've heard that in the past you saved the Jewish people, now you should again command to have salvation for Jacob. You should save us again from our troubles.
Becha tzareinu ninageyach.
With your assistance, we will gore our enemies.
Beshimcha navus kameinu.
And with your name, we will be able to trample those who rise upon us.
Ki lo v'kashti evtach.
I don't have confidence in my bow.
V'chalbi lo toshieni.
And my sword is not what's going to save me.
Ki hoshatanu mitzareinu.
Because it is you who has saved us from our enemies.
Umtsaneinu hevishota.
And it is you who has put our enemies to shame.
Ve'elohim hilalnu chol hayom.
We always sing your praise, Hashem.
V'shimcha le'olam nodeh sela.
And we will for eternity give thanks to your name. Even before the salvation, we know it's all in your hands. So he began, the sons of Korach begin by describing how we've heard of the great salvation and the way you had the Jewish people conquer the land of Israel. You are our king, so again we ask you, come up to the plate, so to speak. Come up and save us. Because it is with you that we can be successful. We don't have confidence in our own might, but it is rather you whose assistance, whose support, whose blessing we hope for.
Afzanachta v'tachlimeinu.
Even at a time that you've left us and you've shamed us.
Ve'lo teitzei betzivoteinu.
And you do not go out with our armies to fight the wars.
Tishivenu achor minitzar,
and you cause us to run from the enemy.
Umsaneinu shasulamo,
and our enemies are looting us. Even at times like this, we sing your praise.
Titeneinu kitzon ma'achal uvagoyim zeritanu,
even at times when you make us like sheep to be consumed, and you scatter us among the nations.
Timkor amecha velon.
Even at a time when you sell us cheaply,
ולא ריבית במחיריהם,
and you didn't make our price too expensive, meaning it seems like you're letting anyone, even the small nations, they seem to be given the capacity to trample us.
תשימנו חרפה לשכנינו, לג וכלס לסביבותינו,
and you put us to shame among our neighbors. You put us to ridicule. All our neighbors, all those that surround us, they all mock us.
Tisimenu mashal bagoyim,
and we are the prototypical Nebuch. All our neighbors, when they want an example for someone who's suffering, they say, the Jew.
But why?
Why? That's why we say, we recognize it's your doing, Hashem. You put us among the nations so that whenever they want to say someone who's suffering, the prototype for a person suffering is the Jew.
Minod rosh bal'umim.
You put us in a situation where everyone shakes their head and mocks us.
Kol hayom kelimati negdi uvoshet panai kisatni.
I am constantly facing my shame. I am constantly covered with the shame that the nations around me shame me.
Mikol mecharefum gadef.
I repeatedly hear the voices of those who curse me, of those who... Mecharef and megadef are really synonymous terms. People who shame me as they curse me.
Mipenei oyev umitnakem.
I hear the enemy who... wants to harm me as though he were taking revenge over something.
Kol zot ba'atnu ve'lo shechachanucha.
And this line is maybe the most powerful line in the chapter. We have suffered all of this and we haven't forgotten you.
Ve'lo shikaonu bivritecha.
And we have never turned our back on our covenant with you. In spite of all of this, we've kept our end of the deal. We've kept the Torah. We've kept the covenant with the Torah. And this chapter has really been the story of the Jewish people in their exile. That in every ghetto, in every country that we've been, we've endured this suffering and we've kept our own. Where the Jewish people have endured. And this is, on the one hand, this is a tragic chapter. On the other hand, this is a fantastic chapter. When you think about the strength, the tremendous inner fortitude that the Jewish people had for generation after generation, it's not that they didn't hear what they were being called. It's not that they didn't sense. It's not that they didn't feel. It's that the faith to the truth was greater than the external suffering. Their devotion and dedication to the truth overcame everything. And their devotion to Hashem. And so the chapter on the one hand is tragic. Look at how we're suffering. But on the other hand, look, we're sticking to the truth.
Lo nasog achor libeinu.
Our hearts don't retreat.
Vateit ashureinu.
Mini ochecha. Nor have our feet veered off of your path. We've remained in your path. We're still following you.
Kidikitanu bimkom tanim.
In spite of the fact that you, Hashem, have suppressed us in areas where there are serpents, you've put us with snakes all around us.
Vatechas aleinu vitzal mavet.
And you covered us with the shadow of death. We live with death lurking all around us. We never know when the next pogrom is going to be. And one of the fantastic things that we see in this chapter is that the chapter gently shows the great faith of the Jew. That he views that snake that's ready to bite him as the emissary of God. Think about it. The whole chapter describes the suffering, and the chapter plays this gentle balance on the one end, attributing the suffering to God, but not pointing a finger. Meaning, being able to recognize, I know that if I'm suffering, it's your doing. I know that they wouldn't have the capacity to do this to me if you wouldn't want them to. And yet, I'm accepting it lovingly, and I'm saying, I'm with you all the way. I'm with you all the way, and I want you to change it. I'm praying for it to change, but I'm not pointing a finger. That's a fantastic balance. The capacity to see that, to recognize that, and not to point the finger and say, hey, why are you doing this to me? That's not what's being said. What's being said is, I know that you're running the show. And I know that if I'm suffering so, then you obviously have a plan. And I'm not going to leave you. Im shachachnu shem Eloheinu vanifros kapeinu le'el zar. Have we ever forgotten the name of our God? Have we ever extended our hands to a foreign God? Hallo Elohim, yachkol zot. God, check it out, so to speak. Verify, validate. We've never turned our backs on the covenant. Ki hu yodeya talumot lev. God, you know the secrets of our hearts. So check. Have we ever turned our back on the covenant? Ki alecha horagnu chol hayom. We have been repeatedly murdered daily. And we are being murdered because we maintain your faith. Ki alecha, it is because we maintain your faith that horagnu kol hayom, we are murdered repeatedly. Nechshavnu kitzon tivcha, and the nations consider us like sheep for slaughter. Ura lama tishan Adonai. And so we beg you, Hashem, arise and save us. Don't behave as though you're sleeping. Hakitza al tiznach lanetzach. Arise, Hashem, and don't turn your back on us for eternity. Lama fanecha tastir. Why would you hide your face? Tishkachonyeinu velachatzeinu. And behave as though you've forgotten our suffering and our oppression. Kishacha le'afar nafsheinu. For our soul has been put down to the dust. Daveka la'aretz bitneinu. Our stomachs have been quashed to the floor. Kuma ezrata lanu. And so we beg you, Hashem, arise and help us. Ufdeinu lema'an chasdecha. And redeem us. If we're not worthy, then do it because of your own kindness, because we know you're kind. So this is a fantastic chapter. The chapter of the sons of Korah. In this chapter, we have words that you don't find. You don't find anyone else saying. Ki alecha horagnu chol hayom. The sons of Korah say, we know we're being murdered because we're your people. Similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu said in our parsha, when Hashem told him, go take revenge, your revenge from the Midianites. Moshe says, what do you mean our revenge? It's your revenge, God. If we weren't your people, no one would start up with us. The anti-Semitism in the world is because we're your people. Ki alecha horagnu chol hayom. The sons of Korach say, we're murdered repeatedly because we're your people. And so that is a source of prayer. We say we maintain our faith. But we also ask Hashem, Hashem, arise, either for our sake, or if not for our sake, because of your mercy, arise and save us from this situation.